Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci, and this year Fred is media partner of the EFA Young Audience Award, an award assigned by a young audience aged between 12 and 14 at the end of an event named Young Audience Film Day that will be taking place in 25 different countries. One of these countries is Slovakia, therefore it is a pleasure to be joined by Jakub Viktorin of the Visegrad Film Forum. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And you guys are, of course, the Slovak partners of the Young Audience Award. Can you tell us briefly, give us a short overview of all the activities that it's involved in?
Yeah, the Visegrad Film Forum is, in one sentence, it's a networking and educational event aimed for young film professionals, students of film schools or film enthusiasts. We are organizing it with a cooperation with the Faculty of Film and Television in Bratislava, which is like a biggest Slovak film schools, where we invite acclaimed film professionals to share their knowledge and experiences with the filmmakers. For example, this year we had Chris Newman, who is a production sound mixer from USA, and he did pieces as The Godfather, Silence of the Lambs, Amadeus, and he got 3 Oscars for his work. And for example, he had a special workshop on the sound work with the students. On this event, the participants can really get in touch in a very informal atmosphere with acclaimed professionals. And also, we invite, besides the Bratislava Film School, there is 7 other film schools from Central and Eastern Europe. So the networking part is as well aimed for getting in touch between all these filmmakers from these countries, because it's nowadays it's quite important to produce films, this international co-production. Then we have we continue with other activities which are aimed always for younger and younger audiences. Now we started kind of lectures about the Slovak film, interactive lectures for the high school students from Bratislava, where one lecturer is having this kind of lecture with film excerpts for like about 90 minutes, and he is discussing with the students the creative point behind the filmmaking and making art. After we started this project, we also, when I heard about the Young Audience Award, we didn't hesitate and we tried to get in touch with organizers, and we get in the network, and we started to organize it in Bratislava as well.
So in other words, it's not just learning about film, but also about filmmaking.
Yeah, kind of we try to, in the way, we try to get maybe attention of possible future filmmakers, but as well to develop our future audience.
Is it difficult to promote these types of activities in Slovakia?
I think it is, because there is not very much experience with of young audience with actually film, not even Slovak film, but they don't have a lot of experience with European film. So if somebody will tell them, let's go to watch 3 feature films in one day, they are quite suspicious. So it is hard, and that's why we did the promotion on a lot of primary schools, secondary schools, art schools, laser centers, even scouts or something like a lot. So we like walked all over the Bratislava and tried to do the promotion, and actually now we found 50 kids which are really from different schools, so they even don't know each other, and they are really excited about the whole day and to see the films and to vote for the best one.
In other words, you're saying that the challenging thing here is to actually promote cinema as something of cultural importance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. I don't know, probably it's a little bit similar in other countries as well, but as our country is very small, with not a huge history of of cinema, even that we actually have quite a good history of cinema, but nobody knows about it from even older or younger audience. So it's kind of hard to build the new audience. But
yeah,
this kind of event is very helpful to do that.
Exactly. I was just going to say that, yeah, you said that it's kind of like this in a lot of other countries in the world. Cinema is just difficult to promote as something that is culturally very important. And thank goodness for events like the Young Audience Award that aim to do just that. And now, you know, in 25 different countries in the world. So let me ask you, how did the partnership with the Young Audience Award start for you?
Yeah, it's because I was working 3 years ago for the local Slovak Film and Television Academy as an assistant to our president, and I went to the annual meeting of the academies in Karlovy Vary Film Festival, and there was a presentation of this platform event, and as I already organized a couple of this kind of lectures and the main event Visegrad Film Forum, I was like, why not try at least? And we tried it, and it went quite okay. And now we are continuing because we want to. So, and we think that like our team, we think that it's useful. So it's not just organizing even for even itself, but there can be actually some outcomes, and maybe we will not see them this year or next year, but those kids have 12 to 14 years, we can see it in maybe 5 years or something like that, because that will be the period of their years of their life when they will be starting to be active.
And what do you think have been were the most rewarding parts of last year's edition for the young audience that attended?
I think it was that they could actually talk about films between themselves, that not only some older moderator or lecturer was talking to them that this film is important because of this and that, but they actually can have a discussion between themselves, and a lecturer or moderator was just moderating the discussion between themselves. So, and it was beneficial as well that the kids, there was like the one room where was kids which are actually interested in the cinema. So it was not like in the school where from the 30 kids in the room, just 5 kids are maybe interested in the cinema. So this was like a really nice place for them to share their opinions and maybe to meet new friends and to start maybe some cooperations or project in future. So it's
very exciting. And so as a final question, can you take us through what's actually going to happen in the course of the day in this edition of the Young Audience Awards screening?
As we have kids from different classes, schools, and environments, we will start in the morning with a special activity where they can know each other, like that they will be introducing to each other, and it will be like that they need to move a lot, so at least they will know a couple of kids, so they can later talk. Then it will be introduction by moderator, then the first film. And after each film, there will be a discussion led by the moderator, which should provide some insight into the filmmaking world, where the moderator, she will tell some basics, but she will then be forcing to ask to talk with the young audience. Also, we have a couple of activities where kids, as they will be whole day, they will be just sitting in the cinema, and that can be quite boring even for adults. So with a couple, with two activities, we want to like refresh them through the day, so they will have to they will have to use pictures from magazines and newspapers and internet to create the story for the film, like the basic idea for the film, and they will have to present it in the teams to other teams. And the other activity will be aimed for acting. It will be like kind of theater improvisation activity where the kids will have to play small parts in improvisation scenes. So they will have to move, and then they will be changing each other. So if they, if some kid will get idea about another scene, the kid will just shout freeze and will change one of the other kids, and they will continue with another scene. So it's kind of providing something new for them for their creativity.
Thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Great. Thank you for having me, and
thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.